Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to Space Trash Podcast, Lifestyles of the Rich and Uranus. I am Sarah Armour, joined by guest host Chloe LaBranche today. She is famous for being the co-host, co-producer of Downtown New York famed comedy show that we ran together. It was one of the best worst shows in the nation. Weep comedy. And she also is host of the Close Show podcast. She is host of News for Women on Instagram and YouTube. She's a comedian. Welcome, Chloe.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. It's great to reconnect.
There wasn't a huge amount in the realm of celebrity news, but we'll pick through the... I feel like this is like the marshals of celebrity news this week. It's like sort of like secondary stories, things that have been picked through, but we're going to make the most of them because that's what we do. First things first, I wanted to just check in with you, Chloe. Like, how are you? You just had a birthday. There's a huge amount of astrology in Pisces going on right now. Like, you don't even know, but on April 12th, there's an exact conjunction between Neptune, the planet of like delusion, confusion, but also like spiritual portal to the other realm, and Jupiter, the planet of expansion and growth. They're coming together. It's only, these two planets only come together in Pisces once every 166 years.
Wow.
Once in a lifetime moment. We're also having the Pluto return in the United States. Another once in a lifetime moment. And Chloe, if you guys don't know Chloe, you should follow her on, what is it, at the Chloe Show. But she is a super Pisces stellium. So this is going to be, I think, a very beneficial month for you. Like, you're walking into like a spiritual portal, and you're sort of blindly leading the way. So like, no pressure, but thank you.
I love it. Fucking love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, no, it's fucking huge. Anybody that has a lot of Pisces in your chart, you're going to be blessed from the heavens with honestly, you're going to make it rain. Divine riches. Huge.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Really, really good stuff.
Wait, should I wear my space dress hat?
Oh my god, yas.
I love it.
Oh my god, you look so good. Oh my god, yas. Yas, bucket hot, yas. I also have a bunch of space trash crop tops that when I bought them fit me, and now LOL do not. So I'm just going to give them to you because you're my skinny friend.
Love that.
Oh my god, it looks so cool. Dream model for the space trash.
I also want a baseball hat.
I will bring you a baseball hat and a bunch of tiny...
I love
tiny,
it. I'll wear them.
Tiny crop tops that actually just like only cover the top of my boob now.
I'll wear them when I go to Texas.
Oh my god, yes.
I'll give one to Natalie to wear too when we're in Austin. And
we'll yes. She's so pretty. Anybody pretty is really good for business.
Honestly. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love it.
And when is your, for anybody, any of our Texan listeners, when are you going to be in Texas?
I'm going to be in Texas. We're going with this girl, a comic, Natalie Cuomo, and we're going to be going May 3rd through 7th. So we're doing... The Secret Group in Houston on May 3rd. We're doing a room in San Antonio. We don't know yet. On May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And then we're doing the Vulcan Gas Company on May 7th.
Vulcan Gas Company? Well, that'll be really interesting. Sort of like
a big room. Like 300 people.
What is the? Is it a comedy club or is it a gas company?
It's a huge room. It's like where they do Kill Tony and stuff.
Oh, cool. I was thinking it was like a corporate like Shell Oil.
Yeah, no, it's a big theater. It's cool.
That's way better.
Downtown Austin, yeah.
Phew! You know, we don't want to get into the gas game right now.
I guess you're making a lot of money. You don't buy a table, you buy a barrel.
Like, corporate comedy for the Shell Oil would be like, I don't know, I feel like we would just tank it. No, pun intended. Okay, so...
Oh. Sarah, you got a Sarah and Chloe poster right behind you.
Oh, I know. Isn't that funny? It's Sarah, Chloe, Ronnie, and Renee Willette.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. The dream team. We got to go on tour with those two.
Honestly, and every show is going to be 8 hours long and not a single joke.
Yeah, and the audience is going to leave. We're going to try to bring them back.
We did something sort of sneaky. So Chloe and I were co-headlining Caroline's, like, towards the end of Normal Life before the pandemic. And we hired this girl to be, like, our feature, who we both didn't really know, but she's, like, a super influencer for some reason. And she is, like, really funny. When you read her bio, it almost seems like she's... We're going to talk about con artists later, but it seems like almost like she's a con artist, because that whole bio was, like, not only is Renee an open mic comedian, like...
Whoa.
Is this slander?
She could. For all we know, she's a Netflix special on the pipeline.
No, but it was literally like, she's also been to the U.S. Open twice as a competitor. She's an ambassador for India at the UN. She is like the most unbelievably like celebrated bio for a comedian I've ever fucking seen. And she has so many followers. We were like, this is a no-brainer. Let's have her open the show. And then she's at least going to bring people.
Everyone that she brought walked after showing up.
She did bring a lot of people. But after her set, they all fucking left.
Yeah. And then our host was in a grumpy mood. And the whole thing was a bit of a nightmare.
I was in a full blackout by the time I did 15
minutes. And I had started drinking again that night.
Right.
Sarah, you were blacked out. You were like, we're supposed to do our half hours. Sarah, you were in a full blackout. You said you weren't getting off stage until you got a laugh. You said you got your first laugh 25 minutes in. And you were going to roll with it. So you did a cool 58 minutes.
But by the time I got that first laugh, I was fucking in. I was in there.
You were in. I don't know when you got the one after it, but you were good to go.
Might have been a one laugh set.
Honestly, we never know. We never know at Caroline.
Chloe asked me last night in earnest. She wanted to know about the compatibility between her and Tom Hardy.
Yeah, of course.
So before we dive into the charts, I want to know kind of like where's your mind at with this? Like, why do you think that Tom is your man? Like, what? Because I also pulled up a bunch of Tom Hardy quotes I want to run by you and just like see if you think it's actually a match before we dive into the astrology.
You know, so basically I was just watching a movie and I refer Peaky Blinders, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yeah. I'm into Peaky too because I like Cillian.
I love Killian.
Oh, it's Killian. Oh, my God. Don't tell him.
I won't tell him.
He's killing it for me.
Actually, once you watch his interviews, you won't be attracted to him anymore, maybe.
Oh, fuck. You know what, though?
You actually might, because he's very much a thespian. Just started watching this other movie. He's in Warrior, because I've been really into fighting movies right now, because I joined a dojo and karate. And so I just like, oh, my God, he's so fucking hot. And then I started Googling him, and I was like, wow, he's so hot. He's British. He's 13 years sober, love, you know? And then he's like, his dad is like a ad executive, you know, from London. He's like chill, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's just so fucking cool. And then he's like divorced. He only likes brunettes and thought he was divorced, but turns out he's not. He's married.
Who's he married to?
Another brunette. But all his exes look identical.
Do they look like you? Wait, I'm looking this
up
right now.
They're just brunettes, but they all look identical. They're like mousy brunettes. They all look fucking identical, but I thought he was divorced. I thought he wasn't married anymore, but he's still married. But, you know, celebrity marriages, we never know what those are.
No, we count them as just a phase.
Especially when you're in sobriety, you're constantly growing.
Right.
Right, yeah. You know, you never know with celebrities.
No, this is just like his second wife phase.
But they've been together for 7 years, and he loves charity.
Oh, great. Okay, well, that's great. That's good for your brand. I think you could add some charity into your, like, just as somebody near you that's doing charity, I think is really good for your vibe.
Are you doing a lot of charity?
I feel like every fucking conversation I have is charity, bitch. Honestly, I do charity, okay? I fucking live charity. I give it all. I give it fucking all. Okay, so you're feeling like, okay, you're watching this, you think...
I just like him. I have a massive crush on him.
And you're thinking you're the third wife.
I think I was born to be a third wife. First wife is like, oh, whatever, like, I'm in love with you, high school kind of sweetheart thing. Second wife is kind of like, oh, you kind of remind me of my first wife, but fuck that bitch. Like, I'm just going to marry you and do it right again. Third wife is like, wow, actually, I just love this person and I'm going to spend my life with you because you're fun and we're going to have fun and it's a good match. Did read an article he was in, Sarah, and I do get gay vibes from every guy I date, kind of, at the end of the day. You know what I'm talking about. It happens to you.
Well, that's why when you say that Killian is actually a thespian, I think,
there is an article about Tom Hardy that came up and it said, like, Tom Hardy, someone asked him, they're like, Tom, have you ever had sex with a man? And he goes, of course I have. I'm a fucking actor and I used to smoke crack. Of course I fucked a dude.
Wow.
What a man.
He's like, I'm gay for crack and I will do a gay scene.
Most dudes actually probably have fucked dudes.
Well, I do think that most dudes are like on the gay spectrum somewhere. Like, I don't think that butt stuff means that you're gay. I think that being a man means that you're gay. Hot take. Hot take. So I'm going to read you some quotes. Tom Hardy says, "Weak people always have to be in relationships so they can feel important and loved. Once you start enjoying your own company, being single becomes a privilege."
That's really legit.
"You're definitely not a serial dater."
No, but that's where I'd like to get there. "I've gotten to a place before where I like stopped caring about men and it was the happiest I ever was."
Okay. Okay. Now that's where we're aiming to go. And I think Tom would have liked that answer. Okay, next. "I don't fight really. I try not to fight. Actually, I try not to react at all. I'm a Buddha floating on a lily pad."
Well, you know what's good about that is because in every single movie, he's a big trained fighter. He's like in all the, he's in Marvel movies. He's like, right. He's like the biggest fighter in all of them. He's so hot and he's so ripped.
So maybe that's like just, he's saying that just to like offset his image. Like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm actually swinging it. I'm not swinging a sledgehammer in every single real life moment.
And he's probably just saying that because he's probably a fucking reactive psycho. That's why he's sober now.
Right. He used to fight. He's working.
And he's like practicing the tools of being sober. When he reacts, then he'll end up drinking or going to drugs because it's very toxic. And he's 13 years in.
Right, so he's like, "I can't let it get the best of me. I'm doing the Reiki prayer. I do not feel anger, and I'm a lily pad frog, just chilling." Okay. "A wifey isn't a girl who smokes and has sex with you whenever. A wifey is a woman that motivates you and makes sure that you are not slipping in life."
Yeah, not me.
"Love is doing something that you don't want to do for someone that you don't particularly like at that moment." I don't know if
Why don't you try reading this in a British accent?
Okay. So this is Tom's. Tom on love. Is he your match? "Love is doing something you don't want to do for someone you don't particularly like at that moment."
Yeah, I actually read a quote from him. He was like in an interview and it was from like Elle magazine. It was about like if the magazine got in touch with all of his exes, what would they say about him? And he was like, "First of all, if you got in touch with all my exes, I would say, I hope you never talk to me again." "Second of all, they'd probably say to my new girlfriend, run."
Okay, well, that's a match.
Yeah.
Okay, well, finally, a match. I mean, okay, so I'm looking at a chart now. I just want to do a quick compatibility read. Now, what's interesting is, you know, you're all Pisces. His sun, where is it? Virgo.
Earth.
So his sun is exactly opposite your sun. His moon is in Libra, so he wants to learn to make nice. But yeah, that South Node in Aries means, at a certain point, like this dude was getting crunk and fist fighting and fucking guys, right? So I don't know if that's like necessarily a match, but it, you know, it could work. The thing that I think is the downfall here is that his Mars is on your moon, which means that there could be some, I don't know, to me, if you and Tom dated, you would get him to drink again.
That's fabulous.
I think you would trigger him into drinking.
I would be his kryptonite.
Yeah. Which in a way is a huge compliment.
That's so hot.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So Tom, if you're listening, I want to introduce you to my friend Chloe. She would love to be your kryptonite. Chloe and I, one time were in Baltimore. We were bombing on these shows. And instead of preparing for the shows, we actually did a deep dive of the Hemsworth brothers astrology.
And then we watched one of their worst films ever.
Oh my God!
Hemsworth film.
Right, there's a third Hemsworth. And then we watched his film, and it was the reason that we probably don't know about the third Hemsworth. It was
my friend Ellie is calling. Should we ask her if she has a celebrity?
For you?
For her.
Well, I don't think anybody listening is going to be that interested in...
Or for me?
Well, it's just like, you know, we're making a radio show. I would say
no.
They're not going to be like, "Oh, who's Ellie going to match with?" They're going to be like, "Who the fuck is Ellie? LOL." LOL. Is that anything? Okay. So at one point, Chloe admitted to me the truth that she was in love with Liam Hemsworth. And I actually shared my truth with her, which is that I was in love with Chris Hemsworth. Uh-huh. And we look into the astrology, and wouldn't you know, Chloe's more compatible with Chris, and I'm more compatible with Liam.
We were devastated.
Fucked up. It was fucked up, dude.
And then didn't we find out that I was actually the most compatible with Luke?
Right.
The weird, small, most unattractive one.
Yeah, but I do think, like, you know, even when we're not talking about the Hemsworth, whenever we're talking about, like, who's Chloe going to end up with, we are kind of talking about, like, being with someone where, like, you're really the star. No, not a loser, no, just someone who's not the star of the show. So I do think that Luke Hemsworth knows he's not it.
You say a boring, normal guy.
No, I just think it's someone that's not competitive with you, you know?
An unmotivated
slob is really, like, I think who you're going to end up with. Let's get into the news. Kylie Jenner changes her son's name last minute.
Wolf, right?
It was Wolf. She had the baby on 2-2-2-2-2-2-2 a day after Stormy's birthday, which I do think indicates that she and Travis really only have sex like once a year, and it is to make a baby that, I mean, I just think it's weird that they have the same birthday.
Do you think that she did a C-section so she could have it on that date?
I think there was a part of me where they are such good, like, meet, like, content planners. I literally think they were like, okay, she might have been just like, yeah, literally doing Kegels all day on the first just to hold it and give Stormy her own birthday and have this angel baby. So first everyone thought the baby's name was Angel because of all the angel emojis. Then she named the baby Wolf. Then she did take backsies. So what do you hope the baby's name is? What would you name the baby?
Diamond in the Rough.
Diamond in the Rough.
And call it Rough.
I love that. Diamond in the Rough Webster, and we call him Rough Webster. Okay. That's cool. I was thinking Charlotte for a boy, just because it would be so like controversial. They call him Charlie.
Call him Goody. Good Charlotte.
I was thinking more Charlotte Webster. Charlotte Webb. Like Charlotte's Webb. That's funny. Okay. Kim Kardashian, now with her name newly branded into Pete Davidson's chest, is selling her Wheezy's for like $300 a pop on her
Yeezys or Yeezys?
Oh, her Yeezys. What's a Wheezy?
I don't know, Sarah.
She actually has asthma. She has asthma. She has bad asthma.
Selling her old inhalers.
She's selling her Yeezys.
I feel like she should be donating the money to charity if she's selling them for, like, battered women or women who are being stalked or something.
Yeah, I feel like, why is she selling them?
Is she engaged?
She's not engaged, but he did get her name branded onto his chest. So
that was like a rumor? I thought I saw like a headline.
She's not divorced yet.
No, she got divorced,
The divorce is taking forever. She got declared legally single.
Well, I mean, there was all these people like that were saying like, oh, he's going to actually win her back because he's going to break her down.
That's like kind of dark.
I was like, maybe that'll work. So it'll work for me.
Right. Maybe it would work for me.
Like
maybe.
All the crazy single girls were like, yeah, I'll get him back.
I don't know. I think that Kanye definitely is doing a little act out. I don't think it's that attractive. I do think they have children. I don't think it's a great move. They did pull him from the Grammys. Did you see that? They canceled him. They canceled his performances on the Grammys, even though he's nominated for 5 because of his abusive online behavior. What do you think about that?
He's nominated for 5 Grammys because of his behavior?
No, he's nominated for 5. Yeah. Bravo, Kanye. Out of control. No, he 5 Grammys for his album, I guess. But then he got uninvited to perform.
Wait, what?
They uninvited him to perform because they said that his online behavior was abusive.
Really? It's kind of like Taylor Swift karma.
Oh, shit, you're right.
They, like, finally figured out the Taylor Swift thing.
Beyonce had the best video of the year.
Which was the funniest thing ever.
When did Kanye humiliate Taylor? The 2009 VMAs.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And what was she winning for? For You Belong to Me. Okay, so I guess it was her first album.
Yeah.
You Belong to Me. Were you ever a Swiftie?
I started to like her actually more recently.
Okay. Yeah, this says Kanye West says God was the reason he interrupted Taylor Swift at the 2009 MTA.
Dude, everyone gets away because of God. It gets away with things like Justin Bieber. I feel like he was like getting all these heat for his DUIs, and then he was just like, oh, "No, I'm with God," and everyone was like, "All right, fine."
No, I know. I mean, that's where it's like that's why all the religions like are where like the pedos live because it's like, well, but we're confessing, we're sinning. We said it. Like, we said
I
we're
feel
sinning.
Like everyone gets away with everything because they're just like, no, I actually am with God now. And then they are just not in trouble anymore.
Yeah, 100%. That's like the whole, I think, basis of religion, no?
Is pedophilia?
More or less, yeah. Or just like getting away with murder and then being like, but I repented, I told the little guy in the little hole, and now God is on my side, and now I'm being led by God.
And then what is going on with Hailey Bieber?
Hailey Bieber had a blood clot?
Yeah. Do you think that her and Justin are in love?
I have such mixed feelings about their relationship. I mean, I do think they're in love. I also think, I don't know, like God people, like super God people, like scare me a little bit. Because it's like, hypothetically, if you're a Jesus-loving, Hillsong-going, good boy little Bieber, you're not going to cheat, you're not going to, you know, like that's like because God is guiding you. But I also feel like what you said is so true, which is like it's actually like low-key the greatest excuse of all time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like he's on his best behavior right now. But like, I don't know, it's also weird. Like they talk a lot about like how early in their marriage, they had like a lot of trust issues and a lot of like, I just feel like when you're rushing into marriage because you're Christian, it's like a weird, it's a weird way to begin a relationship is all.
I
it's like,
completely agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Why?
I like them together. How come every single headline every week, Hailey Bieber makes comment, is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? And like every single article, you open the page and it's like, no, we're not in any rush. I'm not pregnant. I'm not getting pregnant.
Why isn't she pregnant yet? Like Gigi Hadid had a baby.
Because she's like, I don't want to ruin my modeling career just yet. Hmm. And Gigi Hadid had a baby, but you have to remember that Gigi Hadid was raised by Yolanda, who told her to eat almonds when she's hungry. Like eat a handful of almonds. Like I think the Baldwins are interesting because it's like, they are a celebrity family. Like on some level, she is a nepotism celebrity, but also like, her father's what, Billy Baldwin or whatever. It's like, it's not like he's a particularly like,
They're hungry. They like have yes. to fight for it.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, these aren't like she is a model, but it's not like the other Baldwins are all models or it's not like, you know what I mean? It's like, although I don't
not
know.
Like, it's not like Gigi Hadid, who was a billionaire.
Right, Gigi Hadid grew up on reality TV as a billionaire with Yolanda, who's also a supermodel, as her mom. So, like, she was really, like, built, like, created for this life. I feel like with the Baldwin kids, it's like, hey, every man for yourself.
They're, like, fame hungry.
Okay, so we're in agreement. Kylie should name her son...
Ruff. Diamond Ruff, in the Ruff.
Or Charlie, a.k.a. Charlotte, because it's, like, it's controversial for a boy. We agree that Kim should have just given away her Yeezys.
For charity.
What do you need $300 for, bitch?
Just give them to Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because of what Yeezy did to her.
Wow. Yeah. Magic Mike 3. We got Shannon back as a lead, but this time he's going all natural. He is not shaving or waxing his pubes. I think it's great. I think showing men's pubes is the next forward step in the right direction.
Free the nipple.
Free the nipple, free the bush. I mean, I feel like I got pubes to my knees and I've never felt sexier.
Do you never do anything about it?
Not anymore. I mean, a younger Sarah was getting Brazilians, was really trying to impress. But honestly, once I started taking like naughty pictures, aside from knowing that like pheromones are in the pubes, I started seeing pictures of my bare naked vagina and it was horrifying. It didn't make me feel sexy when it just was sitting there all pudged up looking like my stomach after I eat Domino's. Like, it's not like when men are like, oh wow, full bush, I'm like, yeah, you're welcome, because you don't want to see this on natural. It literally looks like a saggy bulldog face.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I don't know. Do you shave your pubes? Do you wax your pubes? What do you do with your pubes?
I get full Brazilians. I feel just cleaner. Yeah. Just like, I don't like having a bush.
It's a preference.
Some people some people don't. I don't do it for men. I do it, you know, when I'm single even.
You do it for you, right. And it's like, you're a leaner person. I imagine that you have a leaner vagina, you know? Like, I do think that the Jewish women have sort of meatier, big, fat, meaty pussies. So for us, I think to cover it in hair is actually... It's actually a style move, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what men even want anymore, but I was talking to my friend and she said that a guy that she sees, he gets his pubes waxed, a man.
Oh, he gets his pubes waxed. That's like weird. I don't need that.
What type of guy does that? That's insane.
Well, I guess Channing did for the first two Magic Mics and he was
that crazy.
Baby boy smooth, but it's like, I don't know. I don't need my men to look like they're Ken dolls. I don't need my men. I mean, I guess like if I'm going to suck your dick, I don't need there to be tons of pubes, but then it's like, who am I to say? I'm actually asking you to put this wig in your mouth. So I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Does it smell?
It smells good.
Do you wash it? Smells it? Like,
what do you mean? I don't shampoo it. I have conditioned it, but I find that like,
do you trim it?
It just depends. You know, in the summer,
do you shave the sides?
Yeah, like sometimes in the summer I'll shave the sides, like, because I don't know if it's too, like, loose.
Coming out of the bathing suit.
When I was in Florida, I just had pubes sticking out the whole time.
Wow, I love that. Good for you.
But I'm not,
no,
like,
I know what you mean.
I don't need a manscaped man. I don't need to look like a child. Even when I do wax. I mean, when I was a younger girl and I was fucking, I was Brazilian waxing. I was making sure that, yeah, I was a hairless little
baby
doll.
And then you stopped.
And then I stopped, and I liked it better because I didn't have to look at the face of my vagina when I sent naughty pictures.
That's hilarious. Do you save your pictures and then resend them, or do you always take a fresh?
I always try to take fresh.
Because, you know, people can save them and see when they were taken.
Oh, that's why. I mean, I have been sent too many dick pics from a year and a half ago where I'm like, I want my own.
Yeah, I'm like, recycled.
Recycled sucks. Because then it's like, who is this actually for? Who is this? It starts this whole can of worms. But then I also feel like sometimes.
Well, you also know I've received a butt pic from a man.
What do you. Describe the butt pic for the people.
It was propped up butt.
Like, to me, that's sort of gay.
And it was a recycled one.
It was really fun. It was a recycled butt pic. Fuck.
And it was a shot on a self timer.
How do you know?
Because there was no way a hand could have taken that.
Oh, right. So he set it up.
It was shot from below. Have you ever received a butt pic?
No, but my... Okay, so my cousin was on the apps. When I was in Florida, she was on the apps. And so we were like... We'd always like look through all her messages. That was like what we did for fun. And so she starts talking to this guy. He's like very sweet, but like clearly insecure, whatever. And he's like, can I send you a pic? You know, I want to... You know, see if you like my goods or whatever. And he sent her a pic that was a butt shot, but it was like he was lunging, his balls were hanging down, and he was using one hand to open his butthole and open his ass and show his butthole.
What I've heard. I've heard that there's been some that girls have gotten, but you can see the private parts as well.
Yeah. So he
but
was
this
like,
one was just butt with the butt the pants under the butt, so it was pulling the butt up, so it was plumped.
Oh, like an ass bra.
Yeah, like how girls do it. And one of my friends said that they had the leg popped too, so the butt was more.
Okay, like what woman is like, show me your butt. Show me your tushy. I feel like that's like, it's like only
and
a
it
mother
was like,
would
someone was like, maybe
butt.
He did that as a joke, but like no guy's going to go so far into a joke with that they're going to use a self-timer.
And why would that, if it was a joke, he's not like, ha ha, I'll get her.
And
we
said
it was not a butt.
I learned how to use the self-timer like maybe 6 months ago. I didn't even know how to use the self-timer.
So it's almost like he had to do research to figure out how to take a picture of his butt, like, because it was early.
And it's also like someone who's like old.
When a man has a cute butt, I notice. Like, I'll be like, you have a cute butt. But I'm not like, that's not the pic I want.
No, like, send me it.
It was this picture that this guy sent my cousin. She was really confused by it because she said to me, like, this is not a shot for a woman. Like,
it's for Grindr.
It's for Grindr, right? So, but she kept talking to him because she's like, I feel like I'm curious. Like, why is this the picture he sent me? Then they start talking and he kind of like admits to her that he's like quasi-suicidal and like he was arrested and he had all these like things. And she was like, I need to be his friend, like whatever. And it turned out that like she ended up being like the first person that he came out to as gay. But she like felt like she had to stay talking to him because she was like, this is so weird. He's like suicidal. He's sending me like hanging bald butt pics. Like he obviously has something to share. You know, in Florida, everybody's,
oh
no, you can't even say gay in Florida anymore. It's like not like the most welcome place for gays.
Yeah,
and so she hung in there with him just to be like, what's going on? And it turned out that like finally he was like, you're right, I like fucking men and I want men to see my balls and ass. And she was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
When it comes to like naughty pics, like, are there any that you prefer more than others? Like when you receive,
never like saw a dick pic and been like, this is amazing.
Really? Even the dick pics I've sent you?
Yours are alarming. They're too big.
Big dick pics. Yeah. I don't know. And like when you send naughty pics, do you have like a, like I have a whole way that I do it. Like, so I don't do self timer, but I almost like hesitate to even tell everyone my secrets. But like,
mine are all selfies.
When I do naughties, I do video and I like do like a whole modeling shoot.
Wow.
And then I go back and I screenshot the good moments. When I'm doing self timer, it is so much pressure to just get my tit looking a certain way or get my, you know, there's something about it that it's like, or I'm like moving, you know, like you don't want to send a naughty pic that's in motion, you know?
Do you think the person will be like, is someone else taking this?
No, I say that I put it on the tripod and then I self-timer it. They don't know the extent to which I go, which is that I actually video it and screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not the best model. It's not something that I've ever been good at. So I feel like, and I also feel like because I have sort of a funny face, whenever I'm like in motion, I look better. So mm-hmm. like, even if it's a screenshot of like, if my face isn't perfect, but my body looks great, it's like, okay, great. Like either cut my head off or like, this is the shot. Like you don't need to see my face necessarily, you know? But yeah, I do video screenshot is my method.
Maybe I'll try that, but I don't really have anyone to send anything to at the moment.
Send them to me if you want. Oh, also if you do want to take them for the future, like if you're just feeling hot one day and you want to take them and just save them, what you can do before you send a recycled one or an older one, you go into the info and you change. I've changed the location, the time, the date.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah. If you're
recycling, I thought you just had to screenshot it and it would change it.
No, sometimes the screenshots maintain the old photo info. It's a hoax. Oh. It's fucked up, dude. So, yeah, that's a hot tip to anybody. If you are sending recycled naughties or cry selfies, I mean, to be honest, the only pictures that I actually do recycle are the cry selfies. Because if I have a really beautiful cry selfie, but I want to show someone that I'm crying, like, intimately, make it seem like I'm being more vulnerable than I am, a gorgeous cry selfie, I would resend that any day, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Really? I mean, you don't sell cry selfies?
That's manipulative.
But how is that different than a dick pic from Days Yorn?
A fake cry?
No, it's not a fake cry. It's just a pretty cry. If I am crying and I want to show you I'm crying, but there's a picture from me from 2 weeks ago where I'm maybe in a sexier outfit and like my face looked good while I'm crying and I still have eyeliner on, I'm going to send that one.
That's funny.
And I'll change the time and date and stuff, yeah.
That's funny.
Amanda Bynes, after 9 years of being in a conservatorship, she is finally free. To me, the crazy thing about Amanda Bynes isn't that she like went crazy or that she had a conservatorship. It's that all this time she's been in fashion school. I maybe have never seen anybody with a worse look.
Has she ever produced anything from fashion school?
I don't know. She's producing horrible fucking looks in her own life. She looks so whack. If she's in fashion school and this is how she's looking, is this someone that we trust their mental health?
Oh my, she got the face tattoos, I remember.
She has face tattoos. Her hair is like half gray on purpose with like dark roots.
Oh, wow.
She has these like librarian glasses. She's wearing nothing but flannels. How is her mental health sound enough to be in fashion school and still wearing this?
The face tattoos was really a...
It's such a weird choice.
And her eyebrows are whacking the bang, the side bang. This is really wild. I don't understand.
The thing that she got like most heat for over the past few years, which I actually felt was the least crazy thing she ever did, was like she tweeted that she wanted Drake to murder her pussy.
Oh, I loved that.
I loved that. And everyone was like, what did you mean by that? And all these interviews where she's like, I was being literal. Like, she was like, I was saying, like, I'm down to fuck.
I know. She was putting it out there, you know, being a go-getter. What's her song?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's crazy. Okay, yeah, so let's look at her chart. I want you to guess Amanda Bynes' big three.
She's a Scorpio rising. She's a Cancer moon. And she is a Capricorn.
Okay, so way off.
No, she's a Leo.
Again, but what's your thinking? What's your thinking? Give me your thinking.
She's a Scorpio rising because she acts like a crazy person on the outside.
Okay, good, good.
She's a Cancer moon because she's very emotional. And she's a Leo because she's really stubborn. And
I feel like you just described your chart, which is very funny.
Okay, so what is she?
Chloe is actually a Scorpio rising, Cancer moon, Leo midheaven. So LOL. So she is A, perfect for the season. She is an Aries sun. No shock there. Impulse decision making all day, every day. Her rising is in Gemini. That's why she can look all cuckoo and have all the characters because she's like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has her moon in Aquarius.
Oh, she's all the worst.
No one's the worst. There's no the worst. We're an all-inclusive zodiac pod here. All signs welcome. But I will say that, like, Aquarius moons do not give a fuck. Like, they're detached enough to not know how weird it is to get a face tattoo. They're detached enough to, like, just say shit to Drake online and be like, rawr. And they're detached enough to, like, I think actually even, like, sink into the kind of public overt drug problem and just, like, I mean, she was... For a while, they're like hilarious mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aries Sun, it's like, yeah, she's acting completely on impulse.
My ex is the Aries.
Right? So you get it. She's got a tough chart, man. She's got a tough chart. But yeah, I mean, I'm a Gemini rising, so I understand. But it's like, yeah, she is like talking out her ass. Like she's just like running her mouth. And it's like, this doesn't make sense. And it's like, yeah, that's Gemini rising shit.
What's your mental health diagnosis?
I believe that she credits the conservatorship to a drug problem. Like, now she's very fond of being like, but I was on drugs.
Amanda Bynes. Manic depressive.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
Maybe they say they're not really sure.
Let's see. Amanda Bynes' diagnosis. She's also been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that. I think at the end of the day, like, if she's going to go to fashion school and she's going to make fashion her life, we are going to need her to pick one of the personalities that has a little better sense of style. Did you watch the Evan Rachel Woods doc? You don't really like docs.
No, I should, but I don't like docs because I don't like the real world.
Right. So Pisces. So fucking Pisces.
So I can't watch docs. I like escapism, and I like period pieces because I don't like living in the now. I live in the past, so yeah, I like to like really watch things from like the 1800s, and I enjoy rehab, so I like things before cell phones.
True moon in Cancer. Like, yeah, of course you're living in the past. That's great.
And Tom Hardy, okay. I'm coming for you.
If anybody wants to take Chloe on a date, now you know. Period pieces, stuff from the 80s.
And I love war. I gotta take my nap.
Where can people find you?
At Chloe LaBranche with the E at the end and Chloe with a C. And I'll be in Texas May 3rd through 7th. I'll be at the Chloe Show on iTunes. And
there's really no news this week.
I know, just like a war going on.
I bet you.
He
I bet
would
you
send a butt pick.
Yeah, I was saying, I bet you Putin sends butt pics.
I bet you he's self-timers.
Oh, yeah. He's like, okay, we'll do the bombs for 3 hours, the camera for 3 seconds.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.